We are live.
Hey guys.
Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Live. I've actually wanted to make this video for a while.
Yeah.
We have had several talks about what I want to talk about, and every time we talk about it, I say, we really need to share this.
But we haven't.
And yesterday we had an incident about this topic, and I said, we really got to talk about that. And then today we had it again. And this, she's the one that's going to do the talking, but this really relates to what a lot of you are experiencing and what I am experiencing, right? And we are going to eliminate having to talk about food, weight, and any of those things. So, how long ago did you start this process?
With this person or in general?
In general.
Okay, so, can I say what it is?
We can talk about it.
Okay. So, Junior is six, so about 7.5 years ago, maybe eight, but 7 to 7.5 years ago, I got really bad, like, acne, and just, it's been a problem for me ever since then. So, I think once Junior was born, and I was done breastfeeding, is when I decided to start tackling the issue, because I always attributed to being hormonal. So, let's say 5 years ago is when I started to try to fix a problem that I have had had for 3 years. So 7 years ago the problem started. 5 years ago I started dealing with it, or trying to deal with it.
Excellent. Okay. So how many of you can relate to dealing with your transformation or weight loss or food stuff for that long, right? That's why I say it's connected. So 7 years ago, she started dealing with it, and she has tried many things.
Many things.
Just like all of you.
All the things.
She's tried all the things, right?
Yes.
Creams, lotions,
oils,
insert thing. Now, really
doctors.
Important. Really important. Because we've talked about it several times, but we didn't talk about what we were going to talk about now. So this will happen in real time.
Here we go.
My first question would be, how hard of an attempt did you give all of the things that you tried?
Not a hard attempt at all. I think, you know, for me, like, the skin thing and the face thing is such a personal struggle, and it's such a problem for me. I've had so many moments where I felt so discouraged, and it's so, like, depressing sometimes, because I hate, like, it's my face, right? So I'm looking at it all the time, and I hate constantly battling it. And so every time that I've tried something, I really just wanted it to work. Like, it doesn't need to be perfect right away, but, like, I wanted to see a significant change as fast as possible, because it's very uncomfortable for me to walk around and have things all over my face. So I would try something and be like, okay, like, inside of a few days or a week or two, like, I should see something happen, and then I can continue. Like, it doesn't need to be, like, clear, but it's like, I need something to happen faster.
How many of you have attempted to get in shape, lose weight, whatever, insert thing, and felt exactly the same way about it? It should happen faster. Let me give it a week. Insert goal. Same situation. I can tell you I've heard it from everyone. So, but I just want you to start to connect the dots, okay? So you've made several attempts, creams, potions, lotions, oils, doctors, insert thing, just like keto, paleo zone, Atkins, ACG, mm-hmm. Fentermin, weight loss clinic.
Even if I knew that whatever I was doing wasn't going to last long term, I just wanted, like, to find the one thing that would make something go fast, and then I'm like, then I'll tackle it working long term.
And we've been dealing with this for a while. 7 years. right? So a lot of times, a lot of you are in a rush to do something fast. And you say to yourself, you know, I've been doing this for this long. And what I hear is I've tried 14 different diets for a week and none of them gave me the outcome that I wanted.
Yeah.
Same situation with her, right?
Yeah.
14 different things that weren't sustainable, that did not give the outcome that she wanted. So let's fast forward. She got tired, got fed up, and decided to seek professional help.
Which I have before.
Which you had before. The
like doctor.
Insert weight loss clinic doctor.
Right.
Or similar.
Right. Like the last doctor I went to was literally trying to convince me to take Accutane, which is like the one thing that I think like we were super against. Well, I was considering it. I was like, well, maybe. And he's like, that's a terrible idea.
So let's go in depth, right? Because we're going to share. So she went to get blood work done. She went to see her primary, right? Got blood work done. What did the doctor say about your blood work?
I don't remember the exact words, but it was like, I don't think I've ever had anyone in here so healthy. It was like perfect blood work, thank God.
Then we did the hormone panel.
Totally fine.
That was good too. So she finally makes it to the dermatologist.
Yes.
And the suggestion was birth control
mm-hmm.
or Accutane,
mm-hmm.
right? Those were the two options?
Yeah.
Birth control
is how we got here in the first place.
And Accutane. And if you don't know what it is, that's okay. Don't worry about it. It's a drug and it really just messes you up.
And at the time I said, okay, I'll do it. Like I'll do the Accutane. So they were like, okay, so you have to do a pregnancy test to make sure you're not pregnant. And you got to come in here and do a pregnancy test every month. Because if you happen to get pregnant in this process, then the baby will come out deformed. You have to make sure that you are on birth control, on two forms of birth control, while you're taking this to ensure that you don't get pregnant.
All in an effort to clear up her face.
And
this is the doctor's recommendation.
You have to sign like this huge folder of papers, like basically sign your life away, that you're not gonna get pregnant and whatever. And the side effects are like depression, suicidal thoughts, extreme dryness around the mouth, a bunch of other things like hair loss, joint pain, like all these other things, right? And I'll be honest, like I was so desperate that I was like, well, maybe I won't get any of those side effects, or like those side effects are always super exaggerated and I'm not gonna have a baby anyway, so I'm good. But I think what really felt weird to me was that he's like, okay, so do you wanna do it? Like the dermatologist was really selling me on it. He was like, all right, she's gonna gear up for it, and like clapped about it, and I was like, wow, this is really strange. Like, I feel like I'm entering a cult or something. So I came home with a folder, and I was like, so this is what they told me to do, and I don't think he thought it was a really good idea.
I mean, think about it for a second. Just from a logic standpoint, right? Like, it just didn't add up. So we didn't go that route. And instead she found someone who specializes. Who's not a doctor, who specializes in skincare,
mm-hmm.
right? And what did they tell you in your first meeting?
This is gonna take a long time.
Why is it gonna take a long time?
She's like, there's a lot of parts to this process. There are a lot of different things.
There is a process involved.
There are a lot of different things that we need to tackle, and we can really only tackle one at a time. There are different treatments, there are different things, but there's nothing that you should take. There's really nothing that you can do to speed it up. You just have to be super consistent with coming, and then you have to be super diligent with the things that you have to do at home on your own.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yep.
So when she first said that, I said, man, that really sounds familiar. It's almost like if I say it all the time, right?
Yeah.
And she said, no, it's different. I said, it's really
different. I was like, I'm going to do, and I told my V, is my skincare lady, I was like, I'm going to give it 6 months. Like, I need to see a change in 6 months. 6 months is a lot for me, because usually I do it for like
a week,
two if I'm like really on it. I'm going to give this 6 months. I'm going to come as many times as I need to, do whatever I need to do. I'm going to do everything I need to do on my own. Like, I'm going to give it a real fair shot 6 months.
And I said, oh, wow, you're going to give it 6 months. And then what? So you're going to really try this with a timeline on it.
Well, because I'm like, if in 6 months I see a change, then obviously I'm going to stick to it. 6 months is a good amount of time.
The challenge there for all of you listening is that in her head she was going to give it 6 months, but past experience is only a week long.
Yeah.
So we are already entering a new journey with bad history on how consistent we can be, right? Mm-hmm. But she decided that she was going to give it a while, right? Yeah. What did I say that you should do?
Do it.
Right, but what else did I say? That you should do all of it, right?
Right.
That you should go
all in.
You're
like, go all in on it, do everything.
Right.
Go attend. Take it serious, do it.
Go to every appointment, do all the things that you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, so.
I'm like, I'm so excited to have your support.
And then, started to work.
We started,
mm-hmm. Right? She got it clean, her bath, felt good. She really, really knows what she's talking about.
She recommended me some really good products. That she does, like, she just told me to go on the website, like, this is what you need for you.
She wasn't selling her on anything.
She wasn't selling me on anything. Like, she just, cause that's where we, like, I started and I was like, okay, like, what do I put on my face? She's like, you don't really need much. You just need to wash and tone and put vitamin C. Like, you don't need 20 steps.
Almost like, don't really
need a multivitamin.
And just gotta eat your food and drink your water and work out, right?
So, she told me to, get that stuff and I did. And I had to, you know, morning and night wash and then show up to my appointments. And I went to, what, 3 appointments? And is that where we're going with this?
Yeah.
The questions.
Yeah, 3 appointments.
I went to 3 appointments in the last, like, 2 months. 3 or 4 appointments. No, it's been more. It's been 2 months.
Okay. It's been 2 months.
It's been 2 months.
How many times have you wanted to quit in those 2 months?
So many.
How many times...
Every time I see a new skin person on Instagram, I'm like, look at her skin!
How many times have you thought it's not working
in
2 months? So you permanently feel like this isn't working?
I don't feel like this is working
at all. Right, right.
I don't feel like it's gotten worse, but I don't personally see a difference yet.
Right, so it hasn't gotten worse.
No.
But you don't feel like you see a difference.
I don't see a difference. He was like this morning, he's like, you're a terrible person.
No, this started yesterday. Yesterday,
so
she was going to bail on her. She
right,
had an appointment
so I had
today.
An appointment this morning. And yesterday, as I'm planning on my week, I realized I have so much going on this week. And I have so much that I want to do tomorrow, specifically Monday, right?
Like, envision your life.
Right.
You've got a lot going on.
I'm busy tomorrow.
You're
like,
very busy. Why
late,
would you,
like,
why would you show up to work out?
Going to do this right now is going to interfere with my day. And with everything that I'm happening, it's the mm-hmm. beginning of the week, it's the beginning of the day, and the beginning of the week, and whatever. And so I texted her, and I said, hey, I'm so sorry, I have to cancel tomorrow. Mind you, I have an appointment, like one after the other. So one today, and one next Monday. And they're like that on purpose, because it's a two-part process. And so I said, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to be able to make tomorrow, but I will make the following one. I really have a lot going on. I really have a lot to do tomorrow and this week, so I'm really not going to make it.
And what did she say to you?
She said, yes, but your skin also needs the attention that you said you wanted to give it. You're not going to get the outcome that you want if you don't show up for the things that you said you wanted to show up for.
And how did that make you feel?
Oh, I wanted to fucking curse her out. I was so pissed.
I know everyone's not watching this live, but raise your hand whenever you're watching this. If I have ever sent you a text about, if you really
like,
want to get
this
done. This
fucking bitch is going to call me out. Is she stupid?
And then she got in the car and said that to me.
Mad. I'm like, I'm going to fucking lose my mind on this bitch. Like, she's over here. Like, make sure you come to your facial. It's like, it's a fucking facial, bitch. Like, I need to work. I need to work out. My kid needs a bunch of stuff. Like, I can't come. Like, you don't need to be a bitch about it. Like, that's literally how I felt. I was like, I'm going to tell her to go fuck herself. I am going to fire her. I'm done. I am not. How dare you call me out like that? Like, I'm fucking grown. You don't need to tell me what to do and how to do. I know I want to fix my skin, but I also know I have other things that are important and that right now are more of a priority to me.
And she came in the car and said all of that. And
then some.
And then some. And I said, well, what did she say? Because she said all of that first.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, what did she tell you? Like, you're really upset. She says, well, if I want to fix my face, I have to show up. I'm like, oh, you mean like how I tell people that if they want to get the outcome they want, they have to do their part. I wonder if you've ever heard that before. And how does it sound on this side when the person doesn't like that I'm telling them the truth?
Yep. It doesn't feel good to be called out because my first instinct was like, you don't fucking know how much I have.
You don't know me.
You don't know how much I have going on or where this falls on a list. You're not going to tell me where this falls on a list of priority. I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are? I was pissed.
Yes. Obviously, she still is a little bit. So, sure enough, we talked about it. I said, I like what she did to you. Truth. You want to get something done. You want to fix something that is a problem. But you don't want to take time out of your day to fix it, but you're going to spend the rest of the week complaining about it.
Mind you, this is my second go around with her. I went to her for the first time a year ago when we first moved up here. And I told her, I'm like, this is a really big problem for me. I will do whatever I need to do to fix it. And I went like twice and I never went back till like almost a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And then so when I went back a year later, I'm like, no, I promise this time I'm going to, that's how I came up with the 6 months. I'm like, I promise I'll do everything you say for at least 6 months, longer if I need to. But I'm saying like, I'm going to do everything I need to do. I'm going to give this a fair shot. Like, I promise I'm going to do my part. So I think that that's a little bit why she called me out too, because I had already bailed. Like, she's like, if she's out, like, I'm not gonna be able to reel her back in, and then she's gonna come with her skin 10 times worse. And here's the thing, it's been 7 years and I'm still dealing with this problem. If I had really dealt with it 7 years ago, it probably would have just been done by now.
And here we are 2 months in of a process that she was gonna give 6 months. So my question, right, when I hear something like that is like, well, what kind of 6 months were you gonna give it? A convenient 6 months? You were going to give it 6 months of whenever you could and expect this magic outcome to happen whenever you could do it, right? Is that the 6 months that you were going to? Because these are all the things that are clicking. Because the parallel is identical.
It is.
Identical. She has a problem that she wants to fix. She needs help fixing it. And it requires steps and it requires waiting and it requires execution. And it's a struggle to execute it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So she went today.
Well, I responded with like, yeah, I get it. It's important, but so is everything else in my life that I have going on. Like, I went back and forth with her for a little bit because I was not going to let it go without a piece of my mind. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fucking go because she's right. I'm so annoyed.
I hate when people are right.
So I went this morning.
So she went this morning. And what is it that she said to you?
She's like, oh my God, it's like a new skin. She's like, your skin looks so much better.
Do you feel that your skin looks
better? And I'm so glad you think so, because I don't notice the slightest difference at all. She would have, you know, she's very, like, serious, so I don't think she would have reacted. She didn't have much of a reaction. She's like,
so
calm.
That's like when someone would say to me, I know that my clothes fit better. I know that I feel better. I know that I'm sleeping better. I know that my digestion, but the scale hasn't moved yet.
I was like, I believe you because there's a similar process in my life and in my world where the professional sees it before the client. I'm like, so I believe you because you're like in the lens there and you're looking at my skin and you know, but I don't necessarily notice a difference. I'm like, but I'm going to keep doing it until
inside,
I see a difference.
And inside, I am angry.
Yeah, he's like, what is your problem?
You know, so obviously, if you are watching this and if you've listened to the whole thing, hopefully you can connect the similarities between the journey that you are on and the journey that she is on.
It's right there in the window.
It's outside.
It's massive.
Oh, shit. We always have an animal on our
Sorry, what the fuck is happening? That shit is at the front door. And they're like flamingo. They're not like little bluebirds. It's a fucking thing. Anyway, go ahead.
There are a lot of similarities between the process that she is on and the way that she feels about how fast the process should be moving and how far she's come versus the effort put in, the time that it's going to take, and
the money I've spent.
Right. So I've been wanting to share it forever because not only is what you're going through something that I understand, I live with it, right? I can see it in a completely different perspective, and the similarities are there for most things. Most things will require work. Most things will take time. Most things will require that you go step by step, which is why you see me constantly share this picture of houses being built. Because for some reason that is a difficult concept to grasp on a regular basis. You can grasp it when you're having a good day. Yeah,
logically, I understand it.
Right.
Like, I'm not stupid, I get it.
You can grasp one brick at a time.
Right. It's a process, it takes time, which is what I said in my first consult. Like, I get it. Like, I've been trying this so many different ways all these years and it's never fully worked. So like, I get it. It's gonna take time. I need to come to these things so you can do your steps, and I need to do whatever I need to do on my end, and I need to buy the product. Like, I get it. But then on a random day where I look at my face and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, I don't want to get it. Like, it's not happening, you know? So,
and my thing is like, well, and I didn't ask this, but why don't you want to get it at that moment? If you know that it's going to take time, and
right,
you know that it's a process.
Because in that moment, like, I feel like time has passed and I'm doing what I need to do in this process. So,
and do you forget,
why is it?
Do you forget at that moment that you said you were going to give it 6 months?
Yes. But I
do you
said
guys forget how long you decided that you wanted to do follow your process for?
I said I would give it 6 months, but I still want to see change week to week.
Okay.
Like, I would give it 6 months for it to be fixed or semi-fixed, right? Or like a major difference, but I'd still like to see something.
Right. And it is September 27th. What else did she tell you?
What do you mean?
Like, you've got plans coming up,
yeah,
like you've got appointments,
yeah,
right? What else did she say? What other wisdom did she set you off with?
Well, because we're gone the whole month of December, we have a plan in place for December for when I'm gone of like a product that I need to use, but she tells me like next week we're gonna do this. Like, right now what we're doing is tackling, like, we're fighting it, is what she's calling it, right? Like, we're tackling the new acne or any acne that continuously surfaces, and we're minimizing pores, and we're doing all the things that we need to do to control acne coming out, and then we'll be able to handle the scars and the dark spots and all of that stuff, and then we'll deal with the things that stimulate the collagen of the skin. Like, you can't do it all at once. Like, get rid of the acne and get rid of the spots and do all of it fast. Like, everything is gonna have a process, and so we are kind of not cramming appointments, but having enough between now and the time that we go out of town, because when we go out of town, like, I have a specific product that I'm gonna use for 2 months so that when I come back, my skin is not destroyed.
So as she is doing the thing for you today, mm-hmm, already envisioning the process, mm-hmm, for the next couple of weeks. And in December, which is 2.5-3
yeah,
months away,
December,
already
January,
mapping things out that are connected and correlated,
yes,
to what you're doing right now.
Yes.
Because you can't do it all in one shot.
Right.
Hmm.
Up until when I told her we were going to be in Miami mid-November, I said, when I leave for the Miami show mid-November, I'm not back here home till the end of December, so I'm not coming back till January. And then in conversation, I accidentally said that we were coming back after marriage. She's like, oh, so you're going to be here a few days. I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay. So we need to do one treatment to get your skin ready to receive the treatment you're going to do at home in December and January. So we have like a specific plan that takes us till like the end of January.
Hmm. Interesting.
And
it's almost
ties
like
together.
It's very simple. Like, you can't fix the metabolism, burn fat, build muscle, and do all those things in one shot?
And have abs.
In a week? Or two, because yeah, you gave your process 2 weeks if you were really gonna hoe.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like I've heard this story before.
And you know what she also tells me? She's like, please, when you go to these trips and you finish your show, don't eat all the crazy stuff at once because you're going to come back over here with your face destroyed. She's like, eat it in moderation. And I'm like, I try. It's just hard.
It's a very interesting story.
Yep.
I really feel like I've heard it before.
Yeah. And I was, last time I went, I had like a bunch of like bumps here. And she's like, I don't understand why this happened. This is so weird. Have you changed anything? I'm like, no, I eat the same stuff. I drink water. I train. Like, and then she's like, have you changed like shampoo or anything you put in your hair? I'm like, oh yeah, I did change my shampoo. And then she's like, that could be it. Like, you know, it could be because it goes on your skin. And I left there and I'm like, it can't be a shampoo. Like the shampoo was on my head, not on my face. Like I'm not like men where it's like everything, you use the same soap, like very careful with it or whatever. So I messaged my hair lady and I was like, hey, you know, I think that the product that you told me to buy last time kind of broke out my face, so I'm not able to use it. Do you suggest a different one? Just like in case, because in my mind it's like, I don't think that it's that, but at the same time, why would I take that chance when the person that's handling my skin said it's a possibility and I'm going over there to fix my skin? Imagine if I'm doing something that's counterproductive, like it's a shampoo, right? Like it doesn't hurt. I don't think that it's it, but it doesn't hurt to change it. And my hair lady was like, that's so funny that you say that, because I've had like quite a few people reach out and tell me the same thing. And mind you, this hair product is pretty pricey. Like it's not like this garbage thing that's breaking people out. Like it's a really well-known, expensive brand. She's like, I had a few people say that, you know, that's happening to them too. So that probably is it. And I was like, shit, she was right. She's so smart.
Interesting. So,
so good.
So through observation and communication, you were able to determine that there was something that you were doing that was causing further breakout mm-hmm. along the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder.
But see, Kyle, I would have never thought about that.
That's not your thing. And that's the problem. A lot of you are diagnosing your own thing, right?
Yeah.
Most of you are going to watch this video and the only thing you're going to get out of that is the shampoo part.
Yeah.
That's a sad part. But most of you are diagnosing your own thing, deciding when and where you should do something, because like she said, you're grown, right? And who's anybody to tell you what to do? But you don't realize that everything matters, right? So when you don't have that tablespoon of peanut butter or the tablespoon of Nutella that have the same calories, because you're like, well, this can't be good, right? And then I reduce it, but you haven't been consuming it. There's no reduction.
And now that you said that, I remember I've been working on it really hard. It's not as strong as it used to be, but I have a fear of sunblock. I feel, straight feelings, I have no facts to back, and I totally get it. I feel like the moment I put sunblock on my face, I automatically get itchy and I start to break out and I get bumps and my face is gonna be like disastrous. That's always how I felt. I have never put sunblock on my face. And when I started working with V for my skin, she was like, you have to wear sunblock every single day. Even if you don't leave your house. Like literally the light on the phone is bad for your skin. Like you need to wear sunblock. And I'm like, but I can't. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And so I bought like a bunch of different types of sunblock. I bought a well-known brand that's for acne that is super dry. Like the moment I put it on, like it dries. Like it doesn't leave anything, right? Because people with acne feel like they can't put anything that is oily, so they put everything that's dry. Dry foundation, dry powders, dry sunblock, because dry is what we want, because oily means acne is out. And actually it's the opposite. Dry makes your skin create more oils, because the skin needs oil, it needs moisture. Therefore, you break out. So it's like the eating, right? Like you don't eat enough because you're like, gonna cut out this food so I lose weight, but your body needs the food, so it's holding on to it. So it's literally the same thing. So I have this phobia of sunblock, like how people have with rice or whatever magic thing.
Where did you get that information from?
Myself, nowhere. Like I have no idea.
Like when I say to somebody,
oh, like so I heard
someone
people,
says,
everyone
oh,
says
like,
it.
I don't eat rice, or I don't have to salmon. Where'd you get it? Well, people say it. Well,
yeah.
What people?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always heard.
So to me, I've always put dry stuff on my skin to not do oily, which is the opposite of what I should have done. And the sunblock I've never done for that reason. Like I understand that you have to do it for wrinkles and for sun and for all that stuff, but I never been able to bring myself to do it. And even till this day, most days I'll do it, but some days I'm just like, I look at that bottle and I'm like, it's not gonna happen. Today I cannot touch you. And she tells me, she's like, a lot of the stuff that we're doing for these spots, if I do this and you go out in the sun, they're going to come back. Like, you have to protect yourself. We live in Florida. Like, it's sunny. You have to always apply sunblock in the morning and in the afternoon again. And that's something that I have yet to actually conquer because of a random personal fear.
Just like a lot of you have a lot of ideas or fears or whatever about the things that you are and are not willing to do, right? So I thought it was very important to share this story, and I've been wanting to do it. I'm honestly glad that we waited till now, because yesterday was a cherry on top.
And today, when I was like, today. I don't see the difference, the hell she's talking about.
Right.
But you know, if you've watched, I've done it in my YouTube and I've done it in my recent Vanda Life. I have talked about that specifically. I'm like, it's so crazy because my skin journey is literally mine and everyone else's fitness journey. Like, it's the same thing. And I don't think that I would be even giving it this fair of a shot if it weren't for you being a coach and for me being on the fitness side of it as well, because it's hard, like, to sometimes prioritize no matter how much you want to, and to listen to somebody else and all the things. But without the consistency and the step-by-step, like, I'm not going to get where I want, and I've been battling the same problem. Like, for me, like I said in the beginning, skin is a really big problem, and I've been battling it for 7 years, and I've gotten nowhere. So whatever it is that I've done all this time, clearly it's working. I don't want to battle it another 7 years.
So here we are.
Here we are.
I feel like there's a lot of parallels, but maybe none of you do.
Oh.
And maybe we just shared.
It's like I just talked about fitness.
Maybe we just talked for 32 minutes and nothing came out of it. But
I hope not.
You know, because the same way I can sympathize with V.
With V, my skin lady.
it is not easy to fight someone on the thing that they want to get done. And a lot of times, people get in their own way. Get out of your way. Step out. Let V do her thing, right? Let V execute what you said you wanted done. And then after you've done everything, which you are still not, if you guys missed the sunblock part, she is still not executing everything. Once you have done everything and you gave it 6 months, which as of right now you still haven't done, we're 2 months into that decision, but you're still not executing. You haven't been executing for 6 months, which is another parallel. A lot of times people start and then they consider the moment that they
decided
when they started. You haven't started until you started executing everything for a while. That's when you started. So
I missed a sunblock. I was confessing today that I've only done the mask once.
How many times?
3 times a week. But I'm like, oh, I'm really gonna leave this on for 20 minutes. I can't leave this on.
Wait,
for 20
you're supposed to do the mask 3 times a week?
3 times a week.
Since you started?
Since I started.
And you've done it one time?
One time.
And you've been going for 2 months?
Correct.
So you should have done it 24 times.
Yes.
And you've done it once.
Yes.
And you complained?
And I am supposed to put the sunblock, which I put half of the time. I do half of the time.
Oh, man.
And I am supposed to do
this is great.
My whole process of washing, exfoliating, whatever, morning and night. And sometimes I only do it at night. Because in the morning I'm like, I'm clean. I just slept. Nothing's wrong.
So.
I'm not doing everything. Now, full confession. He didn't even know those confessions. But I'm going to do better. It's a process. Even the adjusting to it sometimes is a process.
And honestly, here's the thing, I will tell you.
Because if I am the most consistent I've ever been, which is a win, but I'm not where I need to be yet. So
and
I
here's
can't
the
really
thing.
Complain.
As a coach, I know that that's coming.
Yeah.
And I am prepared to wait until the person reaches the moment where they are fully compliant. Right? Because that is when we start to do the work. They may not be ready for it. Which is why a lot of you have received the text at the very beginning of our journey together that says, make sure you are patient with yourself. Not because the scale isn't moving, it's because it's going to be a while before you are fully compliant. Right? Not because you don't get to eat the foods you want, not because this is difficult, because most of you get a meal plan and you look at it and you're like, this is never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because you will get in your own way, because you will let a lot of the things that you've put in there block you from fully immersing yourself in this process, which is what you want.
Yeah, totally. There's nothing I want more than to clear this space, but clearly, but two things I wanted to say to that. First, circling back to what you said, even though I started 2 months ago, because 2 months ago I went in for the first time and for the last 2 months I've showed up to the appointments, if I haven't done everything, then I technically didn't start 2 months ago.
No.
Right? Like maybe I've gone to appointments for the last 2 months, maybe I've been more consistent than ever for the last 2 months, but you really only start when you're doing
everything.
So technically if today is the first day, which it isn't because I didn't wash my face this morning. So if tomorrow is the first day, we're put on sunblock, but she did it.
It's very similar to like 75 hard, right? Like you gotta read your book, drink your water, eat your food, take a picture, right? And if you don't, you start again, right?
Right.
You gotta be consistent for 75 days.
Right.
In our case, it's like, all right, you got your diet, here's your workout, you gotta do cardio, you gotta do all these things every day, right? I'm going to make another video about mental fatigue because I think it's a really big problem.
Yeah.
But you guys get tired of having to execute. Mm-hmm. Not because it's foods that are, again, not because the foods are hard, not because you can't, because she has plenty of time to do it in the morning. Mm-hmm. Not because you don't have time to execute a lot of the things because there are ways around all of it, but it's because you start to find reasons why you can't. Right?
And I've noticed too, if it, like my skin will look better, like, okay, my skin's looking better. That's the day where I probably won't do my morning thing.
Almost like when somebody loses a little bit of weight and then they don't follow their plan.
Right.
Work out. Like,
exactly. But the other thing that I wanted to backtrack to is how yesterday's episode, right, of her calling me out, and she wasn't rude, but I didn't appreciate it. After having my moment, I thought to myself, why am I getting so offended? I literally could just fire her. Like, I don't need to get personally offended, but I got personally offended because she was right. But one of the things that I realized is like, did I have that kind of reaction because it was merited, or did I have that kind of reaction because it was my out? Like there's a part of me that was like,
that's a good one.
I've been really consistent for so long compared to, right? That maybe I'm waiting for the moment where you complain that I have to go get another facial, which is never gonna happen, or where she pisses me off. Or something. Like, I'm waiting for the moment where I can say, well, that's why it didn't work, because she's a bitch, so fuck you, right? Like, so I can blame her, or so I can say, you know what, like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it, my husband's going to kill me because I'm going to get a facial every 2 weeks, and it's taking up too much time. Like, it's almost like sometimes we're consistent for so long, and we get in our own way, or we subconsciously, getting deep here, look for an excuse or a way out without even necessarily knowing that we're doing that.
How many of you are waiting for me to drop the ball?
Mess up.
How many of you are waiting for that moment? Because I can tell you, when is that moment coming, babe?
Never.
Man.
You guys wouldn't believe the level. The level.
It's like my son. First, my daughter. My daughter thought that one day she would beat me at something. Now my son, who is six, envisions a day where he will beat me.
I'll tell you guys this though, since we're into the coaching, and I know that I might sound biased, but I will tell you, what you have is an actual gift. Yes, you've studied a lot and you've collected a lot of data with thousands of people and you've done this over and over again, but your gut, your intuition, your ability to read people, to know exactly what's actually happening no matter what kind of text you're getting, to dissect personalities, like you, to remember everything. He will open a message and ask someone how they're feeling from yesterday because he remembers, right? Like, you have a gift, and when you have that, you can't drop the ball because what you do is so, it's so intuitive in a lot of ways.
Like V.
Like V. She knew that it was a shampoo, or she knew that if she didn't call me out the way that she did, she took a chance there because I could have told her to fuck off, right? That I would have find myself not coming back next week and going, losing all the work that she's done and that we've done, mostly her, really.
That's a great point, to eventually have to start over because the problem wasn't fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't fix the problem. So guess what? You still got to do the thing, right? So it's the same thing, the equivalent of you give up or you quit on the plan or the program or the diet that you're on to find yourself still having to go through the process anyway.
Yeah.
Because at the end, you still want the outcome.
Yeah.
Right? So the time is going to pass anyway. giving up on it or quitting on it doesn't make it happen faster.
The opposite. The opposite. So it's crazy. This whole skin process and journey and my relationship with V is literally this whole thing right here, which is why we've talked about sharing it so many times.
Yeah, I think, listen, we don't really share much about
stuff, the outside
that
of this.
Stuff that isn't workout related, but I thought that this was genius. I am having such a blast experiencing this on this side. Because I said, you're a terrible person.
Literally, I walked in and he's like, so what did she say? And I was like, well, she said that, like, you know, my skin is so different because from here up, like, so much more clear and my pores are so much smaller and even the breakouts that I do have are so different because they're not deep and there's less of them and all this stuff. And he's like, that's good. And I was like, yeah, I don't see it. And he turned around, he wanted to kill me. He's like, you're a terrible person. You're a terrible client. Did you tell her that? And I'm like, yeah, I told her I don't see it.
So anyway, we get a laugh. But people, it's the same.
It's the same. But it's all under our control, right? I have to pat myself on the back for not telling her to go screw herself yesterday and for continuously showing up and for being more consistent than I ever have. But I also have to be very, very aware that I have not given it everything that I should and could. And that's on me, right? Like in terms of what I'm doing on my end. It's a lot easier, I think, sometimes to show up to the main thing, like the appointment, and so much harder to do the mundane, everyday stuff.
That's where the magic is,
that's
people.
That's where the magic is.
You all want the magic. That the is, magic is in the
And she's thing. Told me, she's like, if you don't, because at night it's like four steps, and I'm like, can I just wash and just be done? And she's like, if you don't exfoliate, then these bacteria will spread, and now you have acne next to each other. And I started to notice that that's happened. Like, they start to come next to each other. The one turned into, like, four, when if you exfoliate, you know, you stop that from happening. Like, she's given you reasons why I should do it that way. And this step closes your pores, and that's what we want, so that we don't see the pores, so that when I go in with this thing, everything you've been doing at home supplements that. And so she's not randomly telling me stuff, like...
Right, and I'll give you two more pieces, and then we'll close, because we have to train.
Yeah.
Number one of the things that is important for a lot of you to grasp is this. I fully support her doing that.
Fully.
And I can see how much is being done and not done, but I know that it's a problem, so we need to go fix it, right? A lot of times, there is hesitancy or fight about it, right? And we were going on a walk before, she's like, yeah, most people like try to Google it. Like,
I've done it.
It's not going to work that way, yeah. Right? So make sure that you can articulate clearly what your thing is so that whoever's in your circle or in your support system understands that they should be supporting what you're trying to do.
Yes.
One. Two, I was not aware of some of these things. But now I will be asking at night, did you do the thing, right? Did you, and in the morning, did you wash your face?
Yes.
Right? Because she certainly does it to my son. Did you wash your hands?
Yes.
Right? So I'm going to be, did you wash your face?
He's always like, you got so much stuff on your face. And I'm like, I know. And that's not even half of it. Could you imagine?
So anyway, that's a little bit of us. It is Monday. I wish you all a great week.
Yes.
Execute.
Kick ass.
Execute like you want the outcome that she wants.
Let's do it.
I'm going to share this everywhere.
Message, let's hold each other accountable. Yeah. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.